Thank you, when the morn is nigh, and faint its blushes seen on the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way, a pleasant visit with some folks you'll enjoy. They have some mighty good times with their old-fashioned singing, and the town's just as friendly and comfortable as your own fireside. Ben Potts, who sings bass with the group, is owner of the local feed store. But the thing he's most proud of is being the volunteer fire chief. At the moment, he's making some pretty big plans to impress the folks with how important the volunteer fire chief is. For, as he says,
the trouble is, I ain't got enough prestige around here. Now you take the fire chiefs in the big cities. They got shiny red cars to run around in, fancy uniforms with silver buttons, and a siren to let folks know when they're a-coming.
Yeah, I don't see you got nothing to get huffy about. Why, I'm leader of the town singing group, but I ain't going to get my feelings hurt just because we ain't got an auditorium to sing in. I'm also a sheriff.
You don't need to tell me about that, Eli Jenkins. Yeah. I'm still regretting that it was one of my votes that put you there.
Why?
The way that it's gone to your head.
No, I ain't aiming to listen to that kind of talk. What was this plan you was thinking of to gain more prestige for the fire department?
Well, it's the thing they do everywhere. I'm going to give a fireman's ball.
A fireman's ball? Down our way?
You bet your life I am. It's going to be the biggest social event that's ever taken place. And they'll be talking about it from here to Summers Creek. Why, they'll be a-saying that...
It's the fireman's ball, to be held at the fire chief's headquarters.
Well, where's that?
Why, it's the left-end old Ben Potts feed store, I guess.
Hmm. Maybe that's why these invitations smell like alfalfa.
I hear it's going to be a real social event. Even the children gotta wear shoes.
Not only that, everybody's gotta be in costume.
In costume?
Yeah. Each one will come dressed to represent a famous fire.
Guess there ain't much doubt that Ben Potts will be the new social leader down our way.
Yep. Eli Jenkins is sure to be replaced by Ben Potts as leader of all the town's activities.
Yes, I can hear it all now.
Oh, you can hear all of what? You've just been sitting there with a satisfied smile on your face, and I ain't heard a blasted thing.
Well, you will soon enough, Eli. You just wait till I put over this fireman's ball. You'll be hearing about some changes. Yes, sirree. This is going to settle an old dispute between you and me, Eli Jenkins. And if I do this ball up proper, it's going to be settled once and for all in my favor.
The whole countryside is chattering about the big affair that Ben Potts is planning. Mrs. Sparks is of the opinion that...
It's going to be just as ritzy as if Mrs. Astor was throwing it. Leastwise, that's what Mr. Muncie told me.
Or, to quote Mr. Muncie directly...
I've been volunteer fireman for 23 years, and believe you me, there ain't nobody can say we ain't always conducted our firefighting with dignity. And as unofficial spokesman for all the hog raisers in Jepson County, I'm saying that this here fireman's ball deserves the support of man and child, and women too, of course.
And when it comes to real gossip down our way, there's one whose chatter is louder than all the rest put together. That, of course, is Patience Peavoy. She's in the Jenkins parlor at the moment, putting the proverbial monkeys to shame.
Why, my stars, there ain't never been nothing like the fancy dress ball that Ben is planning. I always did say he was blue-blooded and...
Yeah, I know there was a lot of things wrong with him, but this is the first time I heard about his blood being blue.
It's a figure of speech, Eli.
That's right. After this glittering affair, he'll belong in the social register.
Yeah, I thought of a lot of places he belongs, but that ain't one of them.
I know what's the matter with you, Eli Jenkins. You're just afraid that your position as leader of all the town's activities is going to be jeopardized. You're thinking...
Oh, I am not. After all, I'm the leader of the singing group, and there ain't no silly little party of Ben Potts going to change that. You don't need to think that Ben's got me worried none with his fireman's ball. I'll still be the leader of things down our way long after there ain't no more fires.
Don't get so riled up about it, Pa. After all, Ben's just trying to give us all a good time. He's been asking everybody's advice about how to hold this here ball.
Oh, he has he? Well, he ain't asked my advice.
He knows he don't have to ask. You'll give advice to anybody about anything, whether they ask you or not.
Patience, P-boy, if that ain't the
most... Never mind now. Let's decide on the music we're going to practice tonight.
Yeah, now, there's another thing. Why can't folks be on time to my singing practice?
Pa, it's a known fact that folks are on time up until the time after which time they'll be late. And so far, it ain't even that time yet.
I wonder how Ben would like me to sing a solo at this ball.
It'd serve him right if I encouraged you.
Have you got any solos practiced out, Patience?
Well, I got the one that I was going to sing at Clara Sue's wedding 12 years ago, and I never got to sing it because that Brewster fella jilted her. I never forgave him for that.
Yeah, was it the thought of marrying her or the prospect of having to listen to you sing that made him run away?
Eli, would you like to sing it now, Patience?
Well, I guess I may as well. I ain't in the best of voice, but here goes. Oh, promise me that someday you'll
pity we don't have a doorbell, Ma.
Huh?
Because if we did, then we could say that we were saved by the bell. Pretty sharp, huh?
Oh, let him in and hush up, Pa.
Evening, Cliff and Alice.
Evening, Mr. Jenkins.
Hello, everybody. Say, have you heard the news? Ben is going to...
Yeah, we heard all about it. Ain't there nothing else on anybody's minds? Seems like you might be giving some thought to the political situation or the price of butter or something.
I've got a better idea. Why don't we give some thought to practicing some of our songs?
Oh, how can we? Ben ain't here to sing bass.
Well, you don't require much bass in a tenor solo. Oh. Come on, Cliff. Here's your music. And you play for him on the piano, Alice. This sure was nice of Miss Haskins to lend us his piano.
Is this the right key, Cliff?
Let's see. That takes it up to a G. Guess that's about right.
When I'm lonely, my memory swings back to your baby days. Feeling the joys that a baby brings out of God's wondrous ways. Seeming to hear the first prayer that you said, longing to tuck you in bed. No one knows how I long for you now, here with my arms outspread.
Can I come in now?
Oh, be quiet, Ben. Can't you see Cliff is practicing his solo?
Boy of mine, boy of mine, although my heart was aching, I seem to know you'd want to go, pride in your manhood waking. I'll be here waiting, dear, till at a glad dawn's breaking, I'll hear you say you're home to stay.
Say hello, Ben. You sure was noisy enough busting in here this evening.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just didn't hear Cliff singing.
Cliff's got a voice you can hear from here to Pine Forks, and you didn't hear him. Well, why don't you admit that you're so dad-blasted excited about your fireman's ball that you wouldn't notice anything less than a tornado?
Oh, did you hear about it?
I ain't deep.
I'm mighty glad that you're all gathered here together, because I want to go do a heap of planning about the last-minute details of this here ball. I went to the library in Shelby Junction and got this here book on etiquette, and it tells you everything to do.
Oh, that's nice, Ben. Then we can have it all proper.
Yes, I've been a-thumbing it through, and gee, Hoshevich, I never knowed there was so many words. Most of them I never even heard of. Like right here, it says a formal ball and elaborate cola tunny serve.
Well, what in tarnation's that?
That's what I'd like to know. I'm willing to serve anything, but I gotta know what it is.
How is the word spelled, Ben?
C-O-L-L-A-T-I-O-N.
Oh, that's collation. That means a light repast.
Huh?
Food, Ben. Food.
Now, why couldn't that have said food in the first place? If it hadn't been for Alice here, we'd never known what to serve.
Heck, I don't see that we had to do things like it says in the book anyway. We'll just get together and have a good time.
No, sirree. This is going to be done proper. Everybody'll talk about it for years, how Ben Potts put on an elegant shindy.
What else does the etiquette book say about balls?
Well, right here in Chapter 5, it says, guests are announced as at a dinner of formal afternoon tea by a liveried butler.
Yeah, I didn't know they had butlers in livery stables, but that's what you gotta have. I'll find one for you, ma'am.
It ain't that kind of livery, Eli. This means being in uniform.
Oh, I never seen them wear uniforms around a stable.
Well, this has nothing to do with a stable.
But that's what it said.
I did not. I said...
Why don't you read some more, Ben?
Well, all right. All these confounded interruptions. The butler does not leave his post until after the last guest has arrived.
Ain't they carrying this stable business a little fur? Didn't know they ever had butlers tied up to posts.
He ain't tied to a post.
Well, that's just what you read now. It's there in plain English.
It's another kind of post.
Well, it can be pine or hickory or sugar maple, but it's a post, and a post is a post, and I don't like this idea of a man being tied to it. Who writ that book, anyway?
A woman named Post.
Huh? Can't she get nothing else on her mind? Posts, posts, posts. I never heard such.
See, how am I ever going to learn how to throw a ball if you don't keep your big mouth shut? And let me read this here book.
Go ahead, Ben. We won't interrupt you again.
Posts. Of all social functions, the formal ball is the most elegant. In the stately ballroom, two orchestras are required so that there will be music for continuous dancing.
Now, what in heaven's name can we do about that? We can get a fiddler and a guitar player to go with Alice and her piano playing, but what can we do about the second orchestra?
I don't know who they think can dance continuously anyway. Why, everybody'd be so fagged out they couldn't even milk the cows next morning.
Yeah, this book is writ for people who don't milk cows, Ma. All they drink comes out of bottles.
I don't think we should give too much thought to what it says in the book.
Yes, I am going to. It goes on to say, invitations to a ball are engraved. Doggone, and here I went and writ all by hand. I hope nobody notices the difference. London invitations are usually for 10 o'clock, but first guests do not appear before 10:30, and most people arrive at about 11 or after. Gosh, that seems kind of early.
Doesn't that mean 11 o'clock at night?
At night? Why, whoever heard of going at 11? Why, that's coming home time.
Oh, remember, Ben, that says it's the time they do it in London, and that's English time. It's a few hours later than our time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I never thought of that.
Yeah, you got to have somebody smart like me to think of things like that.
No, in conclusion, it says, at the Ritz in New York, the ballroom opens on a foyer at the head of the stairway. The hostess always receives at this place.
Well, you got a tool shed opening off your feed store. Maybe you could stand in there.
No, no, there's still something wrong. I ain't a hostess.
Yeah, you can't do nothing about that.
Well, then it says, the best available point is chosen for the receiving of the guests. And wherever she is standing, the hostess never leaves her post.
Oh, tarnation and thunderation. Now they're tying women to posts. If that ain't just about the limit. Posts, posts, so... So that's all they do in high society.
Eli, calm down a minute and listen.
Oh, don't matter what you say. I ain't going to approve of any such treatment of women.
Oh, I give up. Why don't we practice our group number and try to get Eli's mind off on this?
Great help he is.
Come on, folks. Let's get to singing now.
The woman who writ the book is named Post. She's got posts on the brain.
Once in the dear dead days beyond recall, when on the world the mist began to fall, out of the trees that rose in happy throng, low to our hearts love sang an old sweet song, and in the dusk where fell the firelight gleam, softly it wove itself into our dream.
Just a song at twilight, when the lights are low, and the flickering shadows softly come and go.
There's one important thing that's been overlooked in planning this here ball.
Well, I plan for the food, the music, and the people. What else is there?
The stars. Now, how do you know that everything in the heavens is going to be favorable to this affair?
Well, since I ain't talked with any of the planets recently, I guess there's no way of knowing.
You don't need to be disrespectful about it. I can figure it all out if you just give me a minute. Now, you got favorable configurations in your seventh house. And since the moon takes about 2.5 days to pass through the sign of Cancer... Well,
what I'm interested in is whether or not there's going to be a full moon on the night of the ball.
I'd kind of like that myself. Will you walk me home after the ball, Dad?
Ain't it enough that I've invited you to be hostess without having to walk you home after?
Me? Hostess? Oh, Ben, why didn't you say that before?
Before what?
To think of me being hostess at the fireman's ball. Oh, it's all so wonderful.
Well, it ain't that good.
We've all given lots of thought to what you said in your invitation about it being a costume ball, Ben.
Yes, and we all wanted to make sure that the costumes we've picked out would be all right. So can we put them on and let you see them tonight?
Yeah, I don't know what you think old Ben would know about costumes.
You're all supposed to come dressed to represent famous fires. And I'm the fire chief, ain't I?
I think that was a very clever idea.
Yeah, nothing clever about it. Anybody could have thought of that.
Well, it wasn't easy trying to figure out what to wear, but we all did the best we could.
What are you going to give as prize for the best costume?
Well, I don't hardly know. I thought maybe a sack of grain.
Grain? Well, if that ain't... Oh, I never heard of such... Well, look, what if Alice was to win? What's a schoolteacher going to do with a sack of grain?
Well, I won't give the prize to Alice.
But that ain't fair, Ben. Maybe she'll have the best costume.
Blasted Eli, have you always got to find something to squawk about? Here you go raising my blood pressure again. Now I got to take a pill before I can practice my soli.
Your solo?
Well, it's my ball, and I'm going to sing a soli at it if I want to, and there ain't nothing you can say that's going to change that.
Why, I think that's grand, Ben. We never do get to hear enough of your nice, rich voice.
That's what I say. Why don't you come under my window some night and serenade me, Ben?
I don't want to sing that bad. Well, I'm going after a glass of water, Jim.
Help yourself. Eli, you shouldn't ride Ben so about every little thing. He ain't looking so well tonight.
Well, he ain't lost any of his appetite. He's out there snitching a piece of your chocolate cake now.
Well, he ain't got anybody to make him cakes. So I guess he's got a right to take a taste of mine.
He can have me to make chocolate cakes for him if he only wanted.
Yeah, I guess he ain't that hungry.
Well, I feel better already. Well, I guess I'll get to singing that solo now.
Fine, Ben. I'll accompany you.
Yeah, would you like me to lead you, Ben?
I think I can somehow struggle along without you, Eli.
Over the dark blue sea, far from the breakers' roar, proudly our good craft sails, seeking a sunlit shore. Merry and bold our crew, happy of heart and free, fearlessly on we go, over the dark blue sea. Roll on, thou dark and deep blue ocean, roll on, throwing thy billows high. Gone are the foes who dare to brave thee. Down in the deep they lie. Roll on, the dark and deep blue ocean, roll.
Oh, that was awful nice, Ben.
Thank you, Jenny. Hey, say, where'd everybody go?
Oh, I guess they're out putting on their costumes. Yoo-hoo, folks, come on in and show us.
Let's see if Ben can guess what famous fire each of us represents.
I'll bet he never guesses them.
All right, Ben, start guessing.
Try to guess Cliff's, Ben.
Well, I don't know what to make of him with that skyrocket in his hand and a broken screwdriver hung around his neck.
It's simple, Ben. What part of the screwdriver have I got?
Huh? Oh, well, I guess the top part.
Well, don't you see? It's the handle. And this skyrocket is fireworks.
Oh, you're dressed as Handel's firework music.
Huh?
He was a famous composer. He wrote that music about 1749.
Now, how could he have writ fireworks music in 1749 when the 4th of July wasn't invented until 1776?
I don't think much of these costumes.
Can you guess mine, Ben?
Say, what are them things? Egg beaters? Three of them?
Sure, can't you guess? I'm the fire in Old Man Rawlinson's hen house.
Oh, this was supposed to be famous fires, Patience.
Why, everybody's here to that. He lost 6 Rhode Island Reds.
You're last, Eli. Let's see if I can guess yours. Say, what in heck is all that white stuff smeared around your eyes?
I'm the don't fire, Ben. Haven't you ever read about it in history books?
The don't fire?
Yeah, it was at Bunker Hill, I think. And that famous general said, don't fire until you see the whites of their eyes. And I got white smeared all over. Ain't that clever, Ben?
Oh.
What fire are you going as, then?
Well, I don't think you'll ever guess mine. I'm going to hang a cowbell around my neck and...
The Chicago fire.
Oh, blast it. I thought that was the cleverest thing. Here I wanted to go and make a big social success out of this here ball, and I wanted to be in a costume that nobody'd guess. You'd done gone and spoiled it all.
Oh, Ben, they didn't mean nothing. Don't feel bad. I tell you what, let's finish our practicing now.
Oh, all right.
Sound the chord, Jenny. All right.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
The second verse now.
On that bright and godless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen one shall gather to their home beyond the skies and the moon is born of yonder, I'll be there.
Everybody now all together.
When the
mighty sorry for the way I was a-talking a minute ago. I guess I just didn't stop to think that those things really don't matter so much.
Oh, we didn't mean to spoil nothing for you, Ben.
Nothing is spoiled. I'm going to have lots of fun, so are you, at this ball. You just wait and see.
Why, of course we are.
I just made the mistake of thinking it should be like the balls in the big city. Oh, but shucks, they have their way of doing things, and we have ourn. I reckon manners was just started in the first place to help people to be kind to one another. And you don't have to have fancy manners to do that. It's a heap more important that kindness and politeness is sincere. And if it ain't, well, there's nothing you can learn out of a book that'll make up for what you should come from your heart.
There's music in me. There's music in the air, and the
is night, and paint its blushes seen on the bright and laughing sky.
It's time to say so long from all the folks down our way. If you like old-fashioned singing and homey visiting as much as we do, you'll be dropping in again next time there's singing practice at Eli Jenkins. We'll have another evening of fun real soon. Down Our Way is written by Shirley Thomas and produced by Walter White, Jr. This is a Commodore production.